From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The nation's newest Supreme Court justice drew a standing ovation at the White House today. NPR's Scott Horsley has the story.
Lawmakers, Latino leaders, and two high court colleagues joined President Obama in cheering Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Mr. Obama said with her climb from a Bronx housing project to the nation's highest court, Sotomayor will be an example to boys and girls from all walks of life.
We celebrate the impact Justice Sotomayor has already had on people across America who have been inspired by her exceptional life story. We celebrate the greatness of a country in which such a story is possible.
Sotomayor said she's deeply humbled by her new responsibilities. She's set to hear her first oral argument on the high court next month. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
An Obama administration team will tour a prison in Michigan tomorrow. The site is under construction to hold Guantanamo detainees. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The team includes people from the Department of Justice, State, and Homeland Security. They'll visit the maximum security state prison in Standish, Michigan. This is according to an administration official who spoke about the visit on the condition of anonymity. Standish is on the short list of places in the U.S. that might hold detainees once Guantanamo closes. The Standish prison is scheduled to shut down, taking about 300 jobs with it. Locals hope Guantanamo detainees will help keep the facility open. But there is political pushback. Peter Hoekstra, the House Intelligence Committee's top Republican, has said, "We need to preserve jobs in Michigan, but turning our state into a terrorist penal colony is not how to attract new families and business investment." Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The World Trade Organization has made a ruling that could give the U.S. big market opportunities in China for everything from CDs to DVDs to music downloads and books. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has reaction from Washington.
U.S. Trade Representative Ron Kirk said in a statement that the WTO panel handed a significant victory to America's creative industries. He said the panel's report, released in Geneva, is an important step toward ensuring market access for legitimate U.S. products in the Chinese market, and Kirk said he would work tirelessly toward that goal. The WTO panel said that Chinese restrictions on importing and distributing books and films breaks international trade rules and should be revised. China can still appeal the decision. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Some 1,850 Kaiser Permanente workers in California will lose their jobs within the next few months. That represents about 1.5% of the managed care giant's non-physician workforce in the state. No doctors or nurses are slated to be cut. Kaiser says it lost 36,000 subscribers in just the first 6 months of this year. This is NPR News. A Pentagon spokesman says the military operation against Taliban insurgents in southern Afghanistan is going as planned. He says at least seven militants were killed in a major battle with joint U.S. and Afghan troops today. The operation is intended to secure the region before next week's presidential vote. A contingent of Marines is fighting in nearby mountainous areas as well. NATO troops are also involved and have entered the Taliban-held village of Dahana for the first time in years. The Federal Reserve is keeping its easy money policy in place for a while longer. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
After 2 days of meetings, the Fed's policymaking Federal Open Market Committee left the federal funds rate, at which banks borrow from each other overnight, near zero. And its policy announcement again said rates are apt to stay exceptionally low for an extended period. What's more, the Fed said it will continue its large-scale purchases of Treasury bonds and mortgage-backed securities, a quantitative credit easing tactic aimed at holding down long-term interest rates. Explaining its decision, the Fed said the economy is leveling out and financial markets have improved further, but it said household spending remains constrained by ongoing job losses, sluggish income growth, lower housing wealth, and tight credit. So it said the economy is likely to remain weak for a time while inflation stays subdued. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 120 points to close at 9361. The Nasdaq Composite Index rose 28 points to close at 1998. The S&P was up 11 points. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.